Ja, und man hört immer noch die Backpipes, die hat sie nämlich auf ihrem iPhone. Ihr hört Radio Dreiklang Freiburg, 102,3 MHz, heute in der Stadt und live im Studio sind die Backpipes von diesem Song Pussy's Back in Town und heute hier mit mir Nashville Pussy. Maybe you can introduce yourself.
Hello.
And say something to those wonderful backpipes you had on this song.
Okay, I'm Ryder from Nashville Pussy and the song you just heard was Pussy's Not a Dirty Word. In which not only do I play like 10 guitar tracks, but I also play the bagpipes.
Yeah.
On an iPhone. In a $10,000 microphone.
Ja,
I'm very proud of myself.
No, it looks funny. Es sieht auch echt witzig aus. And I didn't want to believe it first when you told me this, but now I believe you.
Yeah.
It's really
a bagpipe on an iPhone.
It's a bagpipe on an iPhone.
Yes.
Und so entstand das also auch auf diesem Lied. Ja, Nashville Pussy sind heute Abend wieder bei uns. Sie stellen ihr neues Album vor. Just said that you're on tour with a new album.
Yes.
Maybe you would like to say something on this new album, which certainly you do better than me, because you did it.
Our new album is a celebration of a beautiful 10-year relationship with our German record label, SPV. And it is officially the longest relationship that Nashville Pussy has had with anybody, which is a whole decade. So that's a cause for celebration.
That's a cause for celebration,
yeah.
Especially in this music business where a lot of things change.
Oh, we don't have bass players that last as long. And usually we go from one record label to another. And then somehow we turned around and a decade had gone by with SPV. So that's pretty remarkable. So we decided to put out a record just to celebrate the 10 years and then threw in a bunch of extra live songs from a bootleg from Nottingham from the UK for this new package, 10 Years of Pussy.
Yeah, and certainly a good idea because when you read the info of SPV, they seem to be really proud of you. And
they seem to be really proud of us.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
The Germans like pussy.
The Germans like pussy.
Evidently.
Not only the Germans.
Not only the Germans, but...
So I remember your last show and in Freiburg. It was really a spectacular show. What have the people to expect tonight?
Tonight will be...
Everybody is talking about this show.
It will be sweaty and intimate.
Sweaty and intimate.
Yeah. I mean, look at the size of the place.
That's true, but
it's gonna be...
Has to be sweaty, intimate,
yeah, it's going to be
fast.
Sloppy and fast and messy, and it's going to be good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking.
It's gonna be hot.
We were talking about some other shows because I was complaining that the band yesterday played in Colmar, and she told me that they played in a really intimate place, also.
Yeah.
With a Chipolet.
Oh, in Chipolet, yeah, that was spectacular. Actually, it was big though. It was a decent sized place, but it was this little old lady's house, and her name is Paulette, and this is her home, and all sorts of famous rock bands have played there, and it's in the absolute middle of nowhere. And people came from miles and miles. I mean, there was 400 people there, easy, in that little itty-bitty place. And then the woman who ran the place, Paulette, she's the queen. She's 92 years old. And she was there all day and all night. Like, when we left, we were drunk off champagne and whiskey and cider. And she was still standing at the door, like... It was amazing.
Yeah, incredible. I don't know this place, I have to say. Shame on me, but
yeah,
I will Google it and I will look for it on the next
time. Yeah,
and
I mean, all sorts of famous guitar players have played there. Like, there's pictures of her with Johnny Winter and Chris Spedding and, like, what? Like, okay, this is a real place.
Yeah.
Like, at first we came in and we're like, I mean, there's no stores in the whole town. Like, it's a village. Like, there's nothing. It's like, oh, we'll get cigarettes when we get there. Like, no, you won't. You won't get anything when you get there. But you get treated like the queen by Paulette herself. And it was wonderful. That was really cool.
Sounds very good. Before we start to play about what changed in those 10 years, maybe we could listen to another song from your...
What has changed in 10 years?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think... are we playing another song?
Yeah, we first listen to a song. So
play another song. Let's hear some more pussy.
Ja, wir haben uns gerade darüber unterhalten, was in 10 Jahren, bei denen Sie jetzt bei SPV sind, sich musikalisch geändert hat. Und da ist uns einiges eingefallen, aber ist eigentlich am besten, wenn sie das selber erzählt. Yeah, we were just talking about what changed in 10 years of records at SPV. And we found a lot of things that changed, but finally, you better tell it yourself. For me, as I said, the spirit is the same, and that's the most important thing.
Oh yeah, the spirit doesn't change at all. Now, we were just talking about how the first time you saw us was with the fire-breathing bass player.
Yeah, exactly.
At the Cafe Atlantic.
Yeah.
And how crazy that was to have fire in such a little tiny space, and how it was just the easiest way to slap everyone in the face. It was like the greatest, coolest thing at the time.
Incredible, like a big wall of fire on the wall and coming nearer and nearer.
Yeah.
I was sweating.
Oh, yeah.
I saw my bar going. No more bands. Sorry.
Yeah, it was a great way to say, like, either, like, fuck you, or, like, woohoo. Like, one of the two. Like, it's a celebration. It's also terrifying. It was so much fun. But then that bass player, she quit the band. And so we didn't have Firebreather anymore. And what do you do now? It's like, all of a sudden, you have to bump up the rock and roll and, like, all of a sudden, people started noticing that I could play guitar really well. And it was the whole, just a new focus. The focus went more towards the music instead of this spectacle.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we'd probably be more like Kiss these days and, like, I don't know, doing what. But
a lot of bands were the shows in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we did, I mean, we've been through 5 bass players. So it changes. It constantly changes, like the energy of the band. Like at one point we were a super party band, and then at some point we were kind of serious, and then now we're going crazy again. It's like this tour has been great. We haven't been on tour since Christmas, so everyone is just hungry. We're all starving to get out on the road and just like go crazy again. Like this is. It's like I've been choked for 5 months. And now I'm finally allowed to breathe again. You know, like, it's just wonderful. Like, everyone's having a blast out here.
Okay. But when you said you didn't go on tour, like, for 5 months.
Yeah.
And this time you're not on tour. You work on the new album.
I work on a bunch of stuff, you know, but mostly nothing. Like, mostly I just sat at the beach.
Okay. That's the life I would like to have.
Yeah. Blaine, the lead singer, guitar player, he's writing music for another band, and he's also writing Nashville Pussy stuff, but I just lay at the beach. That's my job.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful, this job. If ever you quit, I take it.
Yeah. I might need an assistant. I need someone to keep my whiskey at room temperature.
Oh, yeah. Ja, das ist ein Leben, was man natürlich gerne hätte. Heute Abend auf jeden Fall wird sie diese ganzen Emotionen und diese Energie, die es jetzt also mehr denn je in der Band gibt, weil sie sich also auf das Wesentliche fokussieren, auf den Rock'n'Roll, den wahren und nicht mehr auf irgendwelche Gimmicks wie Feuerspucken. Heute Abend also live um 9 beginnt das Konzert mit der Vorgruppe Johnny on the Spot aus Freiburg und dann so gegen 10 auf der Bühne Nashville Pussy, die wir auch gleich nochmal hören und dann gibt es noch ein paar abschließende Sätze von ihr zum Konzert heute Abend. Ja, wir haben uns gerade unterhalten über Länder, wo sie gerne gespielt hat. Länder, wo es gut läuft oder auch über Kanada, weil sie aus Kanada kommt und wir festgestellt haben, dass das natürlich ein wunderbares Land ist. I was saying that we were talking about different countries where you have been, where I have been, like you come from Canada, I've been to Canada, about Bilakula, Heliski, all those things that have nothing to do with rock and roll. But finally, if you have good life, it's a little bit of rock and roll also.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then we were talking about Germany and France, those countries where you play on the tour. Now it's Europe tour, is a big tour.
Well, this one is, France, Germany, Italy, Slovenia, Croatia, Denmark. That's it. Short little month.
Yeah, but it's...
Quick little month.
It's still a good month, I suppose.
Yeah, and plus we get to go into France, into Germany, into France, into Germany. We get to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, which is kind of fun. Instead of just Germany in a pile and France in a pile, we get to go back and forth.
And no more problems on the frontier, on the border.
No, the borders are wonderful. Yeah. I love the borders now. I used to dread the borders.
Except for Switzerland, probably.
Switzerland is not a good border. Sweden is not very good either. They have dogs in Italy. Have you seen those ones? They're rather terrifying.
I have seen the dogs, yeah.
And you know, we've had dogs in our vehicle before. They found things we didn't know were there.
Yeah, and that's funny because the Italians, when you go to Italy, everywhere it said no dogs allowed.
Nah.
But then suddenly they are allowed.
And they're German shepherds.
Oh, so maybe maybe it's because Merkel said, please take those dogs.
Yeah, no doubt, man. The leftover dogs.
Ja, das ist eigentlich, wie soll man das Ganze jetzt wiedergeben? Wir haben uns nebenher über das alltägliche Leben eines Rockstars unterhalten und wo es schön ist und wo nicht. Und eine der angenehmen Seiten ist natürlich, dass die Grenzen in Europa gefallen sind und dass man unbefreit jetzt rumfahren kann, abgesehen vielleicht von so Ländern wie Schweden oder die Schweiz, wo die Zollkontrollen noch ziemlich heftig sind, oder Italien, wo sie Spürhunde haben, die Sachen finden, von denen man selber gar nicht weiß, dass sie überhaupt noch in diesem LKW sind. Wenn das ein Tourbus ist, der regelmäßig benutzt wird, dann wird es schon wahrscheinlich so das eine oder andere versteckt.
And I have to add that the Italian Border Patrol are quite handsome. They have very sexy uniforms. So it's hard to take them seriously.
Okay, that's good. Could we go back to the border, please?
Well, it's like the California Highway Patrol. If you watch the TV show Chips, like you don't believe that these are actually police officers because they're so handsome. Like in California, they look like that. Like they're all really good shape and they're good looking. And it's like they pull you over for an infraction and you just want them to take their clothes off. Like, it's like you're not really a police officer. It's like, come on. Do a little dance for me. And they're like, no, really? You were speeding. Like, yeah. No, I wasn't. You're cute. Like, stop telling me I'm cute. Like,
so there will be no Italian police officers on stage tonight just to
maybe if we're lucky.
Ja, also ihr merkt schon, es ist a lot of fun, viel Spaß. Und das wird man heute Abend auch spüren, wenn sie live auf der Bühne ist. Deutschland gehört zu ihren Lieblingsländern, wo sie live unterwegs sind. Heute Abend um 22 Uhr auf der Bühne. Um 21 Uhr geht das Konzert los mit der Vorgruppe. Und ich bedanke mich jetzt hier schon mal. And maybe we say goodbye to the listeners and everybody who now has Lust und wants to come. He is invited to come tonight.
She is too.
Everybody.
Yes, please come out. Come to the Cafe Atlantic. It's going to be hot and sweaty and awesome. Yeah. And we have a day off tomorrow, which means we get to party tonight. Yes!
Let's party tonight.
Yay!